I like my green with crystals like Folgers. Picking up momentum, rolling like boulders. They call me ice, but I'm really much colder. My rhymes is heavy like the weight on my shoulders. I'm spitting that red hot smoldering lava. I fight to the end like the Navajo. Crack a bottle though, make it the goose with cranberry and triple sec. Triple my check, I feel the ripple effect of a fool on the loose. I hit you from every angle, from obtuse to right. Street shit like JJ, I'm dynamite. Slide me some dough, I show you an execution in the flesh. And promise not to leave nothing left. If you bomb it, I keep stabbing, shooting, damaging, looting. Till it ain't no disputing who the greatest is.
Ha ha ha, the greatest is. Man, hey, look, man. I felt like I was kind of busting some rhymes right there, man. I felt like I don't get my true due, man.
Nah, get them broke ass rhymes out of here, Mike.
That wasn't you, was it?
Nigga, it was me. I was in my closet.
Son, man. That wasn't you.
I was in my closet, man. Used my clothes as my fucking.
He was rhyming in the shower like Fred Flintstone over here.
In my sound barriers, man. Fuck y'all. Look, Mike Robinson Boulevard, thanks for joining. We're having fun tonight. My name is Mike Robinson. Next to me, I got my man. Say your name. Say the game.
A.K.A. Nefarious Baltimore. How y'all doing?
All right. That shit sound.
That shit sound smooth.
Hey, yeah. That nigga out, man. Where's your pool hall, nigga? We gonna perform at your pool hall, nigga. Out of type nigga that'll slap you with a pool stick.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. And you get some of the little blue chalk dust on you and shit.
Too old to be trying to fight
you. I hear you, man. All right, after Al, we got my main man, who?
DeJuan Brown.
What up, y'all? Ha ha. We got Money Making Melrose Uncut coming in a few minutes, so we just gonna jump on up in this shit, man. How y'all doing, man?
Man, we good, man. How you doing?
We having
Mike?
A good day, man.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
You getting better? What, you got a cold or something, nigga? You got the flu? What are we talking about?
I had a doctor's appointment.
Oh shit!
They got that ass check.
The nigga went up in you.
You got that?
They went up in you.
I got a prostate check.
Ooh. Oh shit, man! Was you? Damn! Tell us about it. What?
Woo!
What's
it say? Well, what she laughing about? I mean, y'all don't get them, but if you got them, it's a normal thing. I mean, it's not normal for a man to go through no shit like
no,
that.
No, it ain't, man. Yeah.
Okay, nigga, just get to the shit, nigga. Did they go up in you?
Look, man. Yeah. Examination is what I had, motherfucker. Ain't nobody went up in nothing.
Nigga said, fuck with that shit, nigga. This shit was an exam.
That's exactly what it was, man.
They was looking out for you for your health, man.
You hired them to do it.
So you look at it differently.
You hired them.
You said, like, nigga, look, I'm going to lay down on this table and you check my shit for me, nigga, right quick.
No, it's an examination, all right? I ended up doing it my goddamn self.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, it got worse.
Of course it did. I was just like, motherfucker, exactly what am I supposed to be searching for?
Nigga, did you really do yourself, nigga? Oh, God. All right, okay, we're done.
I don't want nobody goddamn penetrating my ass, nobody else's finger, but if there's a finger that got to go up in that motherfucker for my health, right. It will be my motherfucking old nigga.
I think we're done here.
Y'all niggas out of y'all damn mind.
You brother, goddamn, how's it going, man?
You with some plastic gloves and do his goddamn thing.
Oh,
or
God.
Or a female to put on some plastic gloves.
Oh, now we're talking.
I am checking my ass for cancer, not for goddamn enjoyment.
If I had to choose, nigga, it's that beautiful lady nurse.
Attempt. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can have that.
If I had to choose.
And I hope she press on nail in your ass.
Leave press on nail.
Okay, I see how we doing it, man. You better shit. You look at the nigga.
You, man, y'all
the nigga
live
would have
man.
Left his wedding ring in your ass, nigga. I don't want to wear this ring no more. Ow. It's time for your I got a ring I can't get off. All right, look, man, fuck this shit. Duane, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. You had a cool show the other night?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I'm Flappers.
Yeah,
Flappers. That shit was funny. It was packed. Yeah, it was a happy birthday to Smokey Deese. You know what I mean? Smokey, I don't know if you're watching, but happy birthday again.
Y'all had a packed house and shit?
Yeah, it was packed out there. The motherfucker is the size of a trailer, goddammit. But, you know, it's still packed. You know?
Nigga, packed is packed.
It's still packed, you know what I mean? Shit.
A sardine can is only this big, shit. Nigga. But it's packed.
Thanksgiving dinner's a packed house in that motherfucker. Shouts out to Flapper. I like that comedy club.
Nah, I like them. I like what they're about.
Book me again,
man.
Flappers. Yeah. Hey, let me headline next time, though. Come on now.
I like what they're about and shit, man.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's a nice little venue. I love it. I do.
Yeah, way out in Claremont, though. That's goddamn shit. Claremont, people who moved to Claremont and Montclair, people who couldn't make it in L.A.
Oh, yeah, niggas got them little half heels and shit.
Yeah, you moved out there because you was running from a problem back in the 80s, motherfucker. That's why you living out there.
Nigga, it's a gang of bangers out there, too. Damn, meet your ass. Man, I'm kind of like in mourning. Not mourning, but yeah, kind of mourning. A type nigga that I am and shit, I am in mourning.
Mourning from what?
Slightly, but not really. Just in a joking way. This weekend is Morehouse's 150th anniversary homecoming.
Okay.
And I'm not going.
Why not?
Man, I can't even say it on the air, man. I'm not that brave.
What?
But look, I can't go, man. I can't make it, right? And I am feeling it, man. Like, niggas is starting to post their little photos and shit and their little pictures. Niggas is tagging me on the flyers to shit. And, all right, fuck it, man. I'll say it, dude.
Say it.
Saturday is my wife's birthday.
Hey, that's a good reason. Hey, you know what I mean?
I couldn't, dude. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be such a sleazeball, man. Just go and say, like, baby, can we do it on Friday? Can we practice? Can we celebrate your shit on Thursday? You know what I mean? That's not right, right? That's not right.
Morehouse,
nigga.
So when was the celebration?
Is this coming Thursday?
It's this weekend. You know, the homecoming game and the day on Saturday, nigga.
It's on Saturday.
And our birthday's on Saturday.
Y'all could have went together.
That's what I was about to say.
Then, nigga, don't you think that was the first thought that came to my mind? And
why didn't you do it?
Nigga, she didn't want to go, dude.
I can do what the fuck I want to do. Just because you don't want to go.
That's why I've been married for so long, dude. It's compromise and shit.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, you ain't got to compromise on that, and she don't understand.
Damn.
Be back for church Sunday.
You should see all the niggas be tagging me and shit, man. My crying partners and shit.
I mean, no, man.
Last time I was at the homecoming shit, right? It was 2007, right? And I haven't been going all these years because my son plays football. So since my son plays football, you know, it's like I want to see all his games and shit. So I don't want to miss none of his games going to another motherfucker's game.
Sure, I feel you on that.
So now that he's not here now, he in college, I was like, oh, this is the year, baby, it's on. And then the calendar hit how it hit, man. So fucked off. So anyway, my homie... Mel Rose, thanks for joining the Pit Tarte. So look, man, my homie, last time I was there was 2007, right? Uh-huh. My homie hit me and was like, yo, man, I'm going. And I'm like, damn, I ain't going, man. He's like, oh, shit. Remember the last time we went? And I had totally forgot about this shit we did. But basically, man, I basically had this running from the school police situation and shit the last homecoming.
You know, graduated, though?
Yeah, nigga, 2007.
How are you not a student running from the school police?
I know, man. That's what I'm saying, man. It's embarrassing.
What shit is that?
I was an old nigga.
You're not supposed to run from the school police.
Let me tell you how old I was, man.
You're going to take my library?
2007.
Nigga, that was just 10 years ago.
Let me tell you what happened. You know how, like, okay, so Morehouse is on one side of the street, Spelman on the other side, right? The street goes in between them. Two lanes going this way, two lanes going this way.
Okay.
Well, way up here at the freeway, nigga, they had stopped motherfuckers from going this way. So there wasn't nobody else coming. If you ain't here already, motherfucker, you don't get in. Mm-hmm. And it's bumper to bumper traffic for motherfuckers leaving. right? Like, so much traffic, it take like 30 minutes to move like fucking 20 feet and shit. Crazy, right? So, nigga, I get out the lane, drive my shit down the side of the street where ain't nobody on it, right?
Gutter. Take the gutter.
It ain't no danger, dude. It ain't nothing, right? Nobody's there.
Leader of the
pack. So, nigga, I had made it far than a motherfucker, and the nigga got his feelings hurt, man. And a nigga jumped in front of my car and shit. A motherfucker jumped in front of my car, dude, on some Morehouse security shit, dude. And so, yeah, I stopped my shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to hit a nigga.
Right.
So I was like, bam, stop my shit. This nigga comes to the window, like, give me your ID. Give me your fucking license right now.
That's when you're supposed to pull off.
And my homie was like, nigga, what the fuck are you standing here for? Nigga, get out of here. Right?
Yeah. Get ass on.
And nigga, I put that shit in reverse, nigga, and said, nigga, start going down that empty street in reverse, nigga.
Why not forward?
Because dude was in front of me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I had to back up until I got far enough where I could be like, yeah, tap. Nigga, like, do a, like, TCR racing type shit, nigga, and just do a three-wheel. So, nigga, did that. The motherfuckers was running in the middle of the street, and he was calling up ahead, and motherfuckers was running, and I was just getting past, nigga. It was like a movie, dude, for real. Go all the way to the other side of the school, get to the gate, and the motherfucker had just got the call, like, don't let that nigga out. Nigga, I had to back up from right there,
this nigga
go down another street, nigga, and I got out that motherfucker, dude, and I was too old. Nigga, I was like 38 years old, nigga.
I was Starsky and Hutch ass out of here.
Hey, you man. Forgot your ticket.
Man, like, hey, you so forgot your ticket.
That's my most recent Morehouse homecoming experience, man. That's how wide open
you probably
is,
banned from going back there. That's why you wouldn't welcome back.
I know, man. It's rough, man.
What's the next one? What are we going to talk about?
What's up, Melrose? How you
doing,
man?
Doing
thanks for joining,
good,
man.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I'm late, man.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Sorry I'm late. That L.A. traffic is a motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
The Crenshaw Streets is a beast right now, man.
Subway.
Oh, it's nasty out there.
Subway. So, man, you know, I tripped off of today, dude, how the shit was like damn near 90 degrees, 88 degrees, man in L.A. with a nice blue sky and shit,
October,
man.
October,
and in October, man, how special is that, man?
That shit's normal, man.
Yeah, it's normal for LA.
Do you appreciate it though on a daily basis, man? Because it's so normal that sometimes it's hard. Like, motherfuckers be like, it's a great day today. I'd be like, damn, niggas like this every day.
Hell yeah, I appreciate it. When I pay that high ass rent, I appreciate that shit every goddamn first of the month. Because shit, I could be paying $17.95 a month to live in Minneapolis.
Yes,
but I had to
deal
with that cold bullshit in a six-bedroom house. Fuck that. Give me my apartment in L.A. with this good weather. I'm good.
Some days I just wish it'd rain around this motherfucker, man. Some rain to help. A
every
lot of shit.
Yeah,
it rain's cool every now and again.
Not every now and then. I mean, like, seasonal. Like we should have seasonal rain. We don't have rain anymore.
They could make it happen, too.
They could. They stopped the shit.
Niggas said they could make it happen.
They can.
They do it all the time, man.
We had good rain last year. That's why we got them goddamn fires now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, we had good rain.
We grew all that grass.
That's the first time in, like, 10 years and shit has been, like, a really good one, you
know? That shit's boiling.
I mean, even if you got the ability to have fucking planes and helicopters that are able to fly over and drop water over goddamn fucking fires and shit, you can make it goddamn rain even nature didn't do it. You've seen those planes over
there. I seen them.
Yeah.
That's not rain, my nigga. That's a
wet. It ain't rain, but it's still, it is still water is what the fuck I'm saying. It'll stop a lot of the goddamn fucking brush fires.
Well, shit, just turn on, we're going to do it like that. Just turn on the water hose.
Yeah.
And get your own personal shit.
Yeah.
All that shit.
The niggas tripping off of that shit happening up there in Sonoma, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Burning people's weed, man.
They said a shitload of weed burned down, man.
Tens of thousands of acres
of weed was burned.
Weed and wine.
Yeah, weed and vineyards, man.
They did that on purpose.
Somebody did that to somebody, and I'd be mad.
I don't know, man. I hope not.
Me and the wife had a trip planned to go up there in 2 weeks into the wine country.
Oh yeah.
See what that was about. I was gonna go to wine country and weed country just a little bit north of that.
Y'all can still
I was planning on making shit. That shit charred up right now.
Hey, nigga, you could still go, though.
I could, but
bottles are still for sale.
It's probably cheap, though.
It's probably cheap as shit. Like,
giving the shit. Like,
you can get this burnt sweet. The burnt Sienna sweet.
I get cheap wine and black lung, motherfucker. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Please wipe your bottle.
I mean, exactly. To walk through at that time, I mean, while all that shit is on fire, and you know it's hot, but what type of high do you think you could have gotten if you walk into
Man, shouts out to those prisoners they got putting out them fires. I know you got a good contact high when they got to that weed. Y'all deserve it for $1 an hour. Y'all deserve it, y'all.
Oh, that's extra levels of the game. Nigga, I want to be on like a hang glider, nigga, and just be like right above the fire, nigga. Just,
nigga over here with it.
Charboreal Mike.
I have dreams of shit like that, nigga.
That's some white shit. Only white people like to do dangerous shit like that. White people find adventure in that. Like, I'm going to hang glide over the fire.
See, man, niggas fear their way into that. No fun.
I'm going to land right in that little soft spot.
Right, that spot's not burning right there. Let's go.
I'm
going
to land right there and get picked up.
Walk down the street and get out. This nigga want to hang glider.
Nigga, why would you want to walk, nigga? I want to be above the shit
where
the smoke is rising, nigga.
And you want to just get high and crash into something. At least my fall won't be too far if I get fucked up, because you gonna get fucked up.
Nigga, it was your fantasy, motherfucker. I just jumped on it, nigga.
I know.
I just got some weed, nigga, in my car, motherfucker.
I know, Mike. I'm just saying. You just...
Nigga, don't apologize, nigga.
Ain't nobody apologizing. I just see you as like the Batman.
Man, what y'all niggas like about L.A., man? Tell me, Al, man. What you like about L.A.?
I meet niggas like you. You're non-appreciative ass nigga. Yeah, that's what I like. This nigga gonna be unappreciative.
You Georgia ass nigga that's unappreciative.
And I'm telling him I like meeting motherfuckers like you.
Sorry. Go on.
I love L.A., man. The culture and every goddamn thing about it.
Yeah.
You know, the women, the opportunities, just everything. And just to be free to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Man.
I love it.
It's not free anywhere else?
It's free in L.A. because that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he asked me about.
But L.A., I fucks with you though on a level that L.A.'s got some type of level of mind freedom to the game, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm other places, man, it don't feel like it feel when I be in L.A., dude. Just how super slow motion, laid back, like free I could just feel and shit at this motherfucker.
Mm.
Yeah.
You be in New York and shit, you be like, motherfucker, like...
Yeah,
ready for action and shit, nigga. Like L.A. motherfuckers can chill and shit and be cool.
Yeah, weather has a lot to do with that.
What you think, DeJuan? What you like about L.A.?
I love L.A. Cause I travel. You know, we go to other parts of the country. Got to deal with mosquitoes and humidity and all that bullshit.
Hell yeah!
Big ass bugs the size of your feet. That shit don't happen here in L.A. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, we got reasonable sized rodents and shit. We ain't got big ass rats like New York. We don't smell like. New Orleans smell like a wet rag when you step off the airplane. Mildew rag. You know I ain't lying. I love New Orleans. Bourbon Street up and shots out, but we don't stink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And on top of that, the women, the weed, and the weather. Know what I mean? I like, you got different sites. Like,
did you just hit nigga with the WWW?
Weed, the weather.
You got the valley out there where all the people who ain't from L.A. move to and shit.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Then you got real Mexico with the real taco trucks and shit. Uh-huh. Anywhere east of Crenshaw, you ain't going to find a bank east of Crenshaw, but you're going to find plenty of goddamn taco trucks and shit.
Uh-huh.
Then you got all the weed you can smoke in Venice Beach. Walk down the street in Hollywood with a joint in your hand. No one give a fuck.
Man, mm-hmm. You just named a lot of special shit right there.
Yeah, man.
We don't have to deal with tornadoes, hurricanes,
none of that shit. We get earthquakes. All that has been earthquakes.
Yeah, earthquake.
Yeah. But the last big one we had was 94.
Right.
If we have one tomorrow, I'll take that 20 years.
Hey, nigga,
I'll take that 23 years.
And this shit be fun, nigga. You just got to have your balance and shit, nigga.
You know,
be ready
the last big one was Northridge. It's been 20, 25 some odd years.
Yeah, man.
If we have one tomorrow, I take it. Shit. nigga, New Orleans, I'm the hurricanes. Them nuggets have a month.
And that says a nigga that wasn't in that apartment that crashed in the city right there. Nigga.
but our brick wall and all that shit fell in that motherfucker. Chimney, all that shit got shit shuffled out.
Oh, shit.
All that.
Nigga took wounds and shit.
All that shit got shit shuffled.
What about two Melrose?
What do I like
about L.A., man?
I like the fact that L.A. will feed your every fantasy. Like, there's nothing that can't happen in L.A. If you imagine some shit you want to do, there's a place in L.A. for it. That's what I like about L.A. It's pretty much a go on anything that you want to do, anytime, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. What you mean? Elaborate on that, man. Give me some examples.
Create your own destiny.
What do you mean? Like, it's like snow-capped mountains is 40 minutes away.
That, too.
Malibu is the other 30 minutes away.
The beach is right there.
Niggas got wilderness and fucking desert.
Everything. Anything you want to be in L.A. is possible. Like, and it's centrally located, too. You don't really have to go far to get to the shit. If you in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think it was South Central, because it was centrally located to everything. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? I'll say this, man. I give props to whoever them first motherfuckers was that came to this big-ass valley that was wide open and was like, ooh, shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we gonna park our shit right here, nigga. The ocean is right there. We got all this wilderness.
Thousands of years,
flat
man.
Land. We got, man.
It's been here thousands of years. There's a fun fact about L.A. Washington, Venice, Pico, you know those streets go from downtown to the ocean. Well, they say those are just nothing but paved over native highways that have been there for over thousands of years. From Bunker Hill to downtown. Wow. So they came up in here, you know, and in Los Angeles, you know, it was, you know, this was us, you know what I mean? This is the place.
That was a fun fact. Look, I got another fun fact. For the size of the city that LA is, right?
Yeah.
Downtown is actually located in the wrong place.
Wow.
Downtown should be located in Long Beach. And the whole city should grow from there and spread out, as opposed to there being a little mini downtown in Long Beach, and then a big downtown and where downtown is, and then there's like Century City, got another little one, and then there's like Beverly Hills, and then there's Hollywood, there's Santa Monica. All the other cities that you can think of, their metropolitan area is all linked together. It's not spread out.
So our downtown is actually uptown?
What?
Our downtown is actually uptown? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely, Melrose. Sky Melrose. LA, Jefferson, man.
LA City, LA go away to Palmdale.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. How many other cities, man, have multiple downtowns?
I know. It's so fucking big.
And they building this shit up even more. Like, goddamn. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
This only city is multiple downtowns.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Man, what's some fun shit that niggas used to do that they no longer do no more, man?
Skating,
man. I'm with you on that, man.
I used to get down skating. Yeah, but I ain't doing that shit no more, man. I don't play no basketball no more. I don't jog. I don't do nothing.
God damn.
That I have to do too fast other than fuck no more.
Ain't you got some workers' comp, man?
Yeah, I got that, man. But I you know, your heart, man, it beats.
So skating. You was a skating type nigga? Yeah. I was a skating type nigga, man. Yeah, I used to be in World on Wheels. I used to be in fucking Skateland USA, nigga, Skate Depot and Cerritos.
Man, I used to hate skating.
I was a skate type nigga, man. That shit was
skate.
And like, they used to play like a song. They used to have like designated songs. Mm-hmm. So like solo song that they'll play. Then the next one be like
all skate.
Couples only. Yeah, they had like the all skate, or then they had like couples only and you like hold hands and shit, nigga. Yeah.
The reverse skate.
Man, you don't know. Oh yeah, exactly. They had the reverse skate.
I used to go on gospel night with my church and they'd be shootings at World on Wheels. You know what I mean? That's how that shit
like they go them they go them Baptists.
They provide that for you.
Hey, is that them Baptists over there? Huh?
Skating can't be safe in the community. That's
denomination beasts going on. And shit.
Wait, Melrose, man, did you have some church drama at the skate rink? Is that them niggas over there?
Yeah, them niggas from Greater Bethany. They're them Bethanys.
What's wrong with you guys?
What's some shit you used to do, man, Duane?
I used to play basketball all the time, shit, up until I tore my knee.
Oh, you tore your knee?
Yeah, playing basketball because I was literally 325 pounds hooping 5 days a week.
Got crossed the fuck
You know
over.
What I mean? No, it wasn't a crossover. I was jumping up. I was getting motherfuckers.
What did you do?
It was just being 325 pounds.
Coming down from a rebound, though?
You're not hearing me. Okay. I was 330 pounds hooping 5 days a week for years on end. And, nigga, after a while, your knees be like, nigga, if you don't lose weight, we're going to have a problem. And I didn't lose weight, so me and my knees had a problem.
Oh, so it didn't just
It wasn't one acute thing. Like,
oh, it was like, nigga, slow this shit down.
Yeah, it was, and I played.
We quit.
And I played on a tourney for a year, just thinking my knee hurting a little bit. I just hurt a little bit. I go out there and play.
I can see you saying, fuck that knee.
Fuck that little bullshit ass knee. And I go back out there and play. And then, like, my whole knee just turned red from the blood on the inside. And then it just was red all, like, up and down my shin.
You had to stop.
And I said, fuck it. And then this is the cold part about it.
Still didn't go to the doctor.
Yeah. No, this happened. I went to the doctor. I said, doctor, I need knee surgery. I looked at it. They said, yep, you need a knee surgery. By the time I had my own company, I had my own private insurance. This is before Obamacare. And Blue Cross, you motherfuckers, Blue Shields. These motherfuckers I went in for the pre-op, and they said, oh, you about to get a knee surgery tomorrow. Oh, you high risk, so we about to drop your fat ass because you got asthma. Ooh. They just gave me a little... And so...
Hit you with the asthma.
They said, oh, because you got asthma.
Let me hear you breathe again.
We going to drop you, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
And so that was 2000.
I don't think we covered those breaths.
That was 2006.
That's a load of...
That was 2006. Then Obamacare finally passed in 2010.
Right.
And I got my knee surgery in 2011.
Ain't that a
bitch? Fixed the motherfucker, tried to play ball again, and said, nah, nigga, them days is over.
Wait, when you the nigga saying Obama didn't do shit, nigga? He didn't do nothing?
I say he was a great president for America. I say he didn't do shit for black people.
All right, but nigga,
Obamacare was a shit.
Specifically, nigga, he got at your kneecap, nigga.
No, I gave him credit for that.
Oh, okay.
Now, you asked for black people. No,
okay.
You
know,
they still shoot niggas. You can tell us a real story every time you talk about it, nigga.
And my knees is like,
hey, man, yeah. You need to send that nigga a picture, nigga.
It's crazy.
Thing I get that nigga credit for is giving me some money for some broken down cars I had.
That Clash for Clunkers. Yeah.
Hey, nigga. Hey, something for everyone.
Yeah, the nigga had licks. I know a nigga got a cell phone off the nigga. Like,
yeah.
Obama had licks.
I knew a couple niggas with the little Obama phone.
Yeah.
Niggas with complaints and shit. Nigga, you're literally texting with this nigga's phone.
That's how it happened. Black people benefited when everybody benefited. But exactly. When the Jews benefited, only the Jews benefited, not black people.
That's what's wrong.
Obama was the most challenged president of all time.
Mm. No, he wasn't.
No, as far as Congress activity, he was.
Oh, Congress, hell yeah. Well, Congress, hell
Congress
yeah.
activity. So, motherfuckers could only do shit that everybody...
Hey, this motherfucker Trump is challenging. You see, he's saying, fuck Congress. You can do it.
I'm the white man. I don't need a Congress.
Executive orders.
We already know. Look, fuck. I'm sorry, man.
I don't need a Congress.
Trump had his pen in his ear and was like, all right, fuck this shit.
Yeah. He came through the door with executive
Let me chime in on this. Yeah.
What about you, man?
The one activity I missed, man, was an event called the Black Family Reunion. Anybody remember that?
Yeah. I do.
I remember. That's the thing that I missed.
They don't
most
do that no
about
more?
LA. Nah, niggas don't do the Black Family Reunion
no
more.
Wait, was that the shit that was at
Exposition Park?
Exposition Park. Yes. Oh, Exposition Park. Because it used to be at Rancho Cienega. By the jungle?
Same park. Same park
by the jungle? Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, Rancho Cienega,
It used to start off there.
I used to live right over on Chesapeake when it was over
there. Yeah. It started off over there.
It was like Memorial Day weekend.
But then it got big.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. It'd be hot as fuck.
Yeah, then went to you. Yeah. Don't do that shit no more.
No, they don't. That's one thing that I missed.
Melrose, damn.
That's one activity I
missed. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about it either.
That's what I'm thinking, nigga.
That was flavorful, man.
It was.
That was loveliness.
It was.
That shit was like right across the street from me growing up.
And that show, like, really what time it is with black people in L.A., man, because it gets overlooked and shit, you know what I mean? That we not all unified with
a
culture and everything.
Hey, no, we can't say that because look what we got coming up this coming Saturday. We got Taste of Soul. It's always over a million black people on Crenshaw, and you don't hear about not one fight every year.
Man.
It's always over a million. And
I'm
going to
make sure I'm out there.
Saturday.
When is it?
This coming Saturday.
I'm going to be out there.
Ohio players are performing. You know,
I know you're going to be there.
Yeah. Last year was war and shit, man. Yeah. Lakeside, it'd be over a million black people up there, and it'll be not one problem. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what y'all think about this, man? Rapper Eminem, this nigga did a freestyle, Fuck Trump freestyle, that went super viral.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he made the pledge that said, to my white fans, if you fuck with Trump, don't fuck with me. That was the gist of it, but he slayed him with, of course, with lyrics and shit or whatever. I don't know if y'all, did anybody hear that shit?
In the sand.
Oh, you got it? Oh, bust out a little bit. Portis is going to play some.
It's the calm before the storm right here.